Today I'm talking about the neighborhood enforcement team. Some people may know it as the NET team. Maybe in the community, if you notice something in your neighborhood, an ongoing problem, something like trash in the area, graffiti, you have questions about laws, maybe you need someone to come to your community and teach a class, or your organization. Maybe you're on the Homeowners Association. Well, the NET team, these officers specialize in that. They form partnerships with the residents, with business owners, with religious leaders, and foster community involvement and problem solving. And one of the new officers on there is Officer Melinda Hayes. So I want to talk a little bit about her today. She's been with the department for 10 years. She's been a patrol officer, a field training officer, a school resource officer. So she has a lot of experience. She's got some good PR skills. She's a really nice officer. I think she's going to blend really well with this unit. She's going to be assigned to the 4 zone area. You might be wondering, what is the 4 zone area? The city of Bryan is broken into 4 zones for the police officers to work in. So she'll get to know the people in that area, and that's north of East William J. Bryan, anything kind of north of that, and east of North Texas Avenue, that upper right northeast quadrant of the city of Bryan. Now, if you'd like to get to know her, or you think you have something in the area that she works in that you might have questions for, I'm going to give you her phone number. It's 209-5547. 209-5547, and you're welcome to email her if you want to send her kind of something long. It's Hayes, H-A-Y-E-S-M, for her middle, for her first name, sorry, Hayes M, at BryanTX.gov. Now, that's Officer Melinda Hayes. Now, there's some other officers there. Officer,
I was going to quiz you, and you were ready.
That was probably the next question for me. Who are the other officers? There's other zones out there, right, that these NET officers work. And there's Officer Ingram, Officer Holt, and Officer Burnt, and Sergeant Oliver's over them. And if you'd like to see their photographs, if you'd like to see the zone map and see where you live in it and which officer specializes in your area, the easiest way to do that is to get on a computer and go to BPD, which stands for Bryan Police Department, BPD Viper, like the snake, .com, BPDViper.com. When you pull it up, there's big photographs of each of the officers so you can get to know them, their contact information, the map of the zones they work, and get to know them. So she's new to that unit now.
The thought that has been popping in and out of my head as you were detailing who is where with these particular officers, that's a great resource to have. And if you feel like you're all alone in the community, you have one person on your side at least.
Yeah, I mean, we all, if we need law enforcement, we always call 911 or our non-emergency lines. An officer will come. An officer will come help you and deal with the situation at hand immediately. But these officers have the time on their hand to sit down and look at things abroad. They have networking skills. They work with the sanitation department, the transportation department, code enforcement, and other civic groups around the area. They're a good networking person and good for questions. A lot of the business community also like to get to know them also.
Have another couple of minutes this afternoon. What else is going on as we've been able to survive Black Friday at least?
Right. Well, this is a busy week. We're doing our Blue Christmas. We have two toy drives going on. One Thursday the 2nd at Haswell Park at 6 p.m. Friday the 3rd in downtown Bryan on First Friday by the Palace Theater. We'll be collecting toys for that Blue Christmas toy drive we're doing that's coming up in December. Radio MASH this Saturday. And don't forget about the Christmas parade Sunday. Starts about 2 o'clock, I believe.
2 o'clock, yep. The Aggie Band to lead the way and be my first opportunity to check out, I believe, is the 84th.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I used to ride it on the motorcycle up and down. It was get to wave at the kids and do the tail end of it in closing. This year I'll be in a float, waving, doing the pageant wave to everybody out there.
Are you been practicing?
I am. How's this? Is this okay?
Not bad. Not bad. You need a little bit of rhythm, a little bit of consistency. Give you about a 7 out of 10. We'll see how it works out a little bit later. But for those who are going to be watching the parade, especially adults, keep children in check, because
right.
I know one of the rules, those are on parade floats. No candy being tossed. You can hand it off from the curbs, but
right. We don't want anybody running out into the street at all, and we try to have officers there to help remind them of that. People will come to you if they're giving something out, but please don't run in the street. We want everyone out of the street. You're welcome to sit on the curb. Get there early, because they will shut down Texas Avenue, and then it takes, about 2 or 3 hours for the whole thing to go through.
96 entries.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I've seen, what was it, like 106 last year, I think. So it's still a lot. It'll take a couple hours to do.
That's one of three things I can think of right off the bat. The second one is that it's going to be in constant motion, no gaps.
Yes. They always try to keep it moving.
That's right. And our four-footed friends are back. There'll be horses and such towards the end. So
I'm glad you told me that. I'll watch out where I step or where I go.
Well, if you're on a parade float, that shouldn't be,
hopefully
shouldn't
I'll be
much
on the
of
float.
An issue. Well, we need to scoot. Again, as always, contact the Bryan Police Department, 209-5300.
That's right, Bill. On the money,
not
5300.
Bad. Not bad.